Huddle up, team. We got to get to the game and set up our tailgate. Are the coolers packed?
Yep.
Chips?
For sure.
What about your father? Where is he?
He's completing his pregame ritual.
Faith, we got a problem.
Better add Roto-Rooter to your pregame checklist. Plumbing problems are never convenient, especially on game days. Call Roto-Rooter for right-on-time service, anytime.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. They're a clean-cut and reliable team, pack and assemble furniture seamlessly. So all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Clemson touchdown!
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers play their first true road game of the year as they head north to Winston-Salem to take on Wake Forest. An always tough matchup in the Atlantic Division, and the Tigers look to come home with a win. Broadcast begins with the Tiger Tailgate Show at 9 a.m. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
For over 30 years, Tiger Town Graphics has been Clemson's source for one-of-a-kind t-shirts, fleece shirts, ponchos, and everything else that's authentically Clemson. And when we say authentic, we really mean authentic. Who knows fans better than fans themselves? Made in Clemson by Tiger fans for Tiger fans, with tons of new designs each year. Tiger Town Graphics is your go-to for everything Clemson. There's something for everyone. Visit Tiger Town Graphics in downtown Clemson.
Football season is upon us, and there's nothing better than watching your favorite team with company in a clean home. With over 3,000 Google reviews and a 4.9-star rating, Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning is the most highly reviewed cleaning company in the upstate. Their patented no-residue system gets your carpets, rugs, and upholstery insanely clean. Take advantage of their fall sale going on now. Get three rooms of carpet clean for only $129 when you mention me, Mickey, or WCCP. Easily schedule this online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Walt Tiptula Road Rage. People keep asking me about the Braves and this series and the Mets, etc. I thought last night was a game the Braves had to have. I thought starting the series in Philadelphia, which I knew was going to be difficult. I felt going in the Phillies would win at least two and probably three. But this was a game that if it was going to be two or less, I thought the Braves had to have last night. Did not get that game. Now we'll see about the rest of this series. Obviously, every game vital. The Mets playing out in Oakland. The Mets throwing all their big dogs. We'll find out how that plays out. I was still of the opinion that you could win or lose this before we got to the Mets-Atlanta series. My belief was that the Phillies would be the problematic team for the Braves that was left on the schedule. There were seven games left when I said that. The Braves obviously won the first three in Atlanta, and now you have this next grouping of four in Philadelphia. And, you know, listen, both teams are in. That's the good news for both the Mets and Braves, but both teams desperately want to win the division and have said so and have certainly acted so. And I think both teams are a little bit gassed. Texter said, you thought going in the Phillies would win two, maybe three, LOL. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Said it on air, said it to people off air too. Yeah, why wouldn't I think that? The teams were 6-6 going into the series in Atlanta, where Atlanta swept the three. So, yeah, I mean, I think if you're paying attention and not just a homer, then you knew this series was going to be a problem. And I think the problem just got worse last night because you needed Fried to win game one. I'm 100% convinced in all these big series you have to take game one. Scotty in Seneca. Scotty, how are you?
I'm good, but I'm just curious. It's not a good Friday unless you run a little smack against LSU or New Orleans Saints.
When did I do that?
Kudos to Brady for running his mouth and standing behind Fournette and Mike Evans. How's that?
What?
The greatest of all time, talking smack, and he's chickening out. Lattimore would have taken his head off.
Would have taken whose head off?
Bayou. Brady.
You
tried to take Evans' head off.
You Scotty, you got buried. I mean, you got killed at home. I'm not sure what the point is.
Did I say a single word
about the New Orleans Saints?
I didn't think so.
No, I haven't mentioned the New Orleans Saints one single
Kudos
time.
Kudos to me. Well, he didn't back up behind his running back and all that. Yeah.
Now what he did is throw three interceptions and give the game away like he always does.
Well, you know,
which is why he lost the job in Tampa to begin with, and why he's going to lose the job in New Orleans.
Yep, I mean, kudos to Brady. He won the first time in five games against the Saints. So, you know, one out of five, the greatest of all time. I understand.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
no matter what.
Again, what happened in the playoff contest?
Two out of ten? What? I don't know.
Okay, right. The playoff contest, which is the only one that mattered, who won the game? Who carved you up in the playoffs in the one game that mattered?
Yep.
Oh, that's right,
who
Brady.
Who got lucky up, pulled one out their butt when they threw three interceptions against Green Bay and still won?
That's not what happened. Like the game was over at halftime, Scotty. The game was over at halftime. Brady went to Green Bay and completely outplayed Aaron Rodgers and won the game in the first half. The game was over at halftime.
Three interceptions.
Yeah.
And threw three interceptions.
The three interceptions were on him, Scotty, but the game was over at halftime. Scotty. Look, here's the thing. No one mentioned your Saints, Scotty. No one mentioned your Saints. Nobody. You're having an argument with yourself.
Kudos to me, yeah.
Yeah, kudos to you. A caller said that, Scotty. A caller said that, and then Ramona played the clip. Hey, Scotty, here's a newsflash. Neither the caller, Robert, nor Ramona, nor me are responsible for Jameis Winston saying stupid things and having them used against him later.
No, and I'm just telling you, the greatest of all time, running his mouth last week.
You know what? When you're the greatest of all time, you can do whatever you want, Scotty. You can do whatever you want. But what on earth does that have to do with anything? No one mentioned Brady. No one mentioned the Saints. It's like you're having a conversation with yourself. All right, Scotty, I got to go. I just can't take any more of it right now. I mean, I don't know. What is this, Fantasy Friday, where you just invent your own narrative? Not a single word on the Saints. Not a single word on Brady. Not a single word on any of that. You know? I don't know. All right. Lots to get to. You want in 654-7627. As long as you're calling about something that, you know, we actually are talking about or have mentioned or something like that. Dixon's saying, Dixon, I think you now need to put a breathalyzer on the call-in line. Seems like Scotty started a little early this weekend. I mean, just like out of nowhere, Ramona. Y'all talking about the Saints. What?
Does Jameis Winston have something to do with the Saints?
Yeah, but we weren't talking about the Saints.
Is that what caused it? I don't know.
You played a clip.
Right.
The, Robert the caller used the line.
Yeah,
Jameis Winston line,
yeah,
and you played in response.
Yeah.
And so what are we supposed to do? Act like Jameis Winston didn't say that? It's like one of the dumbest single lines I've ever heard in the history of sport. But we didn't play it because we hate him or
no,
hate the
we
Saints
didn't like
or,
that clip.
I had nothing, and oh, by the way,
I like
I'm
that
in
clip.
Here, newsflash, so I had nothing to do with any of it. That actually wasn't my call. Ramona pulled that up on her own.
I
which
like
she
that
should
clip.
Have. Right. You know what, Ramona? Let's hear that again.
Kudos to me.
It's a funny clip.
It is. And more funny when you realize that Jameis Winston said this when he realized he had lost the job in Tampa Bay to Tom Brady. And in Jameis's mind, that meant, well, the only person who can replace me is the greatest of all time. Well, yeah, the greatest of all time or anybody else off the street would have done as well.
All right, I want to play this.
My man just started throwing babies out the window. Wow. We was catching them, unlike Aguilar.
That's another one of my favorites.
Well, it is. I mean, it's one of the greatest clips of all time, but he just randomly threw that one.
Right.
Randomly threw that one in there. Tessa said on an earlier deal, well, to your point, I recall the 81 Clemson versus Furman game. I was 9 years old walking out to Death Valley with my grandfather. He was shaking his head and upset. His exact words were, Clemson will never win another game this year. You know, see, you know, we always think that whatever we see in the moment is the ultimate truth, but it's not. Clemson's going to get better over the course of the year. How much better will determine whether they ultimately have a chance to play off and whether they win the league. I mean, look, there's some uncertainty here in the league. There's no doubt about that. But it's not just Clemson uncertainty. There's NC State uncertainty right now. The defense looks really good. The offense doesn't look right. You know, Wake Forest, I think the defense is still a big issue. A big issue. Ed says kudos to him. Now, look, I think Clemson wins 34-20. That's where I have it. I think it's 34-20, something like that. Clemson by two touchdowns. I'm going to give both sides a couple field goals. I had to give Wake a couple field goals because I don't think they're going to. I was actually going to say like 35-21, but I don't want to go 35-21 because for two reasons. One, on my way in, I heard Ben give that score, and it's a perfectly great score. That was my first thought. And then when I was sitting here thinking about what else would I do, I thought, well, Wake's probably not going to score every time they get in the red zone. So let's give them a couple field goals. So I'm at 34-20 on Clemson over Wake Forest. And that's my final answer. All right. Lots of things to get to. Ramona, I want to get to the U Pick'em games. We have miles to go. We need to get to the U Pick'em games. Before we do any of that, let me tell you about my friends at Water Furnace. You know, think about this. Water Furnace is the number one geothermal heating and cooling company in the country. Water Furnace systems are rated number one in energy efficiency because they deliver more than 5 units of energy for every 1 unit of electrical energy used. Compare that to even the best ordinary system delivers less than 1 unit of energy for every unit it consumes. That translates into an efficiency rating exceeding 530% compared to the most efficient gas furnace, which rates only at 98%. This is Water Furnace. I don't care what else you're using right now, whether it's heat pumps, whether it's fossil fuels. There's a better answer, and the federal government and the state government recognize that. In fact, the new 2022 federal tax incentive on Water Furnace geothermal is now 30% of the system cost. It was 26%. It's actually gone up. The federal government just recognizing how efficient an energy source geothermal is. The state of South Carolina is 25% of the system cost. That's 55% of the initial cost. Then Blue Ridge kicks in, if you're a Blue Ridge member, with an additional $1,600 per ton. That's on new closed-loop installs only. That's amazing. All right, now you derive all of the other benefits. It's the reliable renewable. You know, you're utilizing the stored energy in the ground. And that's why it's so efficient. It's an incredible way to heat and cool your home, and that's why so many real estate companies are now recognizing this fact as well. You know, look, here's the thing. about two-thirds of your monthly power bill, and you know what your monthly power bill is in the hottest and coldest times of the year. It sucks. It's terrible. About two-thirds of that monthly power bill is directly heating and cooling. Of that two-thirds of your power bill, you're going to realize a 50 to 70% monthly savings. That's unbelievable. Trust me when I tell you this, it's time. It's time to call my guy, Eric Rooney, in Water Furnace. I promise you will thank me later. And don't forget, it's unbelievably quiet and reliable. That's another factor. The federal government, which rates such things, rates a geothermal at over 25 years and rates the underground part, the expensive initial part, except that you're getting all these rebates, they rate that part at over 100 years. There's nothing like geothermal heating and cooling, and Water Furnace is the number one geothermal heating and cooling company in the country. That's my guy, Eric Rooney. Call Eric. Tell him I sent you. It's how this deal works. 864-735-8081. 864-735-8081. Do it today. I promise you will thank me later. Also, before we get a break, let me tell you about my friend Greg Wales and Kiwi Financial. Look, this is a difficult time in the financial markets. You need the advice of a proven expert. That's Greg Wales. Through personal life, business, financial, and estate planning changes, your financial advisor should be by your side, like financial advisor Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. If you aren't getting the attention or information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson wants to earn your business and your trust. A financial advisor should know your goals, help push you towards them, then send you frequent updates and encouragement along the way. Your financial advisor should also educate you on any new financial approaches to help better grow your portfolio and your return on investments. Greg knows you worked hard for your money. Now you need your money to work for you. Greg uses cutting-edge financial technology to create a meticulous plan that helps you achieve your current investment and financial goals. Greg will be there for you through the mountains and valleys of life, educating, advising, helping lead you to a more fulfilling financial future. If you just want more from your money and your financial advisor services, call Greg today with Kiwi Financial Group. Schedule your free consultation by calling Greg 654-5043. 654-5043 or visiting kiwifinancial.com for more info. That's kiwifinancial.com. Tell them I sent you. It's how this deal works. Quick break. When we get back, we'll go to the You Pick 'em contest.
Here at Granger Nissan, we have the perfect vehicle for tailgating the Clemson Tiger games. The Nissan Pathfinder and Nissan Rogue both have room for all of your family and gear. With a new inventory coming in daily, now is the time to secure one and get yours reserved. With special financing starting at only 1.9%, Granger Nissan will work with you in getting you the best price and deal today. Located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, you can call 864-328-1188 or shop us online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at GilstrapRoofing.com.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, CarolinaFreshFarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Friends, football is here, and to celebrate, Elkmont is having a sale. The summer closeout sale continues with 20 to 50% discounts on select footwear and clothing. Featuring great brands like On Running, Patagonia, Columbia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, queen of sparkles, Hey Dudes, Birkenstocks, Ray-Ban, and Costa sunglasses. Elkmont has what you're looking for. In fact, Elkmont offers the upstate's largest selection of On running shoes, and all I can say is give them a try. From kayaks to lifestyle apparel and home goods to jewelry, there's something for everyone at Elkmont. But for the next several months, Elkmont is game day central with an incredible selection of unique Clemson game day apparel and tailgating accessories. Conveniently located in Powdersville on Highway 153, just minutes from Greenville, and in Clemson at 93 and 123. I encourage you to stop by Elkmont today, and you can thank me later. As always, go Tigers!
Hey Tiger fans, Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you have been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
Hey everyone, John Hyde here. Be sure to check out my new podcast, Off the Clock, where my favorite Roar host and myself all sit around and talk sports unfiltered. New episodes each Monday at theroarfm.com.
Come check out our fresh inventory reload at Burns Chevy in Gaffney. We're currently stocking 30 pre-owned trucks and SUVs under $30,000. Some of these great deals qualify for our highly rated Buy Here, Pay Here program. Hurry, these trucks are selling fast. Visit online at BurnsChevyofGaffney.com or in person at Exit 92, just past the Big Peach on I-85. Burns Chevrolet, your right choice since 1923.
Low Country Male is a concierge medical practice that treats testosterone replacement, weight loss, and sexual health. Our process is simple. Full blood work followed by a consultation with our physician. We review the objective and subjective results to come up with a tailor-made plan just for you. Pricing is simple and straightforward, starting at $220 a month for testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, and labs. We also offer growth hormone, Wegovy, ED treatments, and much more. Make man men again. Book today. LowCountryMale.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, you didn't have to go to college to be a college sports fan. Get all our college football coverage all day, right here. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am.
Aloe Black, and we have a little Motown too today on a Motown Friday, which isn't, you know, doesn't sound nearly as good as Motown Monday. We'll be playing some of that. Oh, I think we already have, in fact. And Ramona, I love this text.
What's that?
This texter, this is reference to the whole Scotty thing. Texter 328 writes in and says, "How dare you talk about the Eagles?"
That's true. I don't know where he was thinking.
Yeah, I'm still sort of laughing about that. How dare you talk about the Eagles? That made my dad's funny text there. It's well played.
I'm guessing he doesn't like Tom Brady.
Well, no, but he doesn't like you saying anything about his, but the funny thing is, you know, you referenced both LSU and the Saints. And I've not said a word about either stinking one of them.
I know.
Yesterday, when I gave my poll, I put LSU in the poll at 22. How many other people have LSU in the poll? Does the AP have them in the poll? Does anybody have LSU in the poll? Does anybody anywhere have LSU in a stinking poll? I put them in the poll. No respect. I mean, come on, man. How dare you talk about my Eagles? That's my favorite text of the day. I'm gonna, that, around 10 o'clock tonight somewhere, I'll be chuckling at that. How dare you talk about my Eagles? All right, Ramona, we need to get to these. We need to get to the You Pick'em games. Oh, we also still have two competitors alive in the survival pool, right? Is that right? We still have two competitors alive in the survival pool.
Yes. How do you be looking at me, straight at me, and see I'm on the phone talking to the dude, but talk to me?
Which dude?
Lloyd. Yeah, he's on.
Oh, Lloyd is one of the two in the contest. Is that what you're trying to tell
me? Yeah.
Okay, because we have multiple Lloyds call the show.
I know, but the thing is, I was talking, and you're staring right at me talking.
Well, we were going to
questions.
Be doing the You Pick'em contest. I'm sorry to inconvenience you.
I answered the phone. If we were doing something, you'd want me to answer the phone.
So Lloyd is one of the two people who are still alive. And
yes.
Who's the other one?
The other one's...
Yeah?
Keith.
Lloyd and Keith both hit their picks last week.
That is correct.
Okay, so let's get Lloyd's pick. Let's get Lloyd's pick this week. Lloyd, congratulations, Lloyd. Who did you pick last weekend?
I picked the Rams.
Wow, and that worked out for you. That was against the Falcons. You're really good.
Yeah, let me just say kudos to me.
Now, don't start anything, Lloyd. All right. Yes, indeed.
I ain't picking the eight.
Yes, indeed. Kudos to you. That's well done, Lloyd. All right. So what do you have? What winner do you have for us this weekend, Lloyd?
I am going with the Chiefs.
I like it. The Chiefs are what, like a 5-point favorite? I haven't looked at that.
The one line I saw earlier in the week was 6.5, I believe. But the Colts still, I think, are reeling. And Kansas City's playing well. And with only two people in the contest, I'm going to take my first intuition of the best game.
I like it, Lloyd. It's worked for you so far. Well done, Lloyd. All right, you're in on the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Colts. Well done, Lloyd. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. All right. So we need our other competitor in, too. Let's get to the You Pick'em contest, Ramona. Speaking of picks. And I know you gave yours yesterday. We'll go through yours again as we go through mine. All right. So start from the beginning.
Okay. The first game is Virginia at Syracuse. Syracuse is a 9.5-point favorite. That game's going to be played today.
Everyone picked Syracuse except Brad Sinkham. And, to this point, unless Virginia's going to switch and actually go back to Air Brendan Armstrong, they just can't score. And the other thing is, Virginia's not going to run on Syracuse because Syracuse has not given up much of anything on the ground. Now, the flip side is Syracuse has not been able to run the ball with Sean Tucker. It's almost like they've abandoned it. You know, the other thing is this. There is certainly scheme familiarity here, and that might be what Brad is open for, and he might be right if that's what his thoughts were on this. You have Virginia's offensive coordinator is now Syracuse's offensive coordinator. So there certainly should be scheme familiarity there. I right now, it just doesn't look like Virginia can score. And Syracuse is sort of on a little magic carpet ride, and they're turning people over. That secondary at Syracuse is really, really good. Schrader's really throwing the ball well. I took Syracuse here, not because I want to, but because I felt like I couldn't choose the other option. Virginia just hasn't done enough under Coach Elliott thus far to make me believe in them. And I still think they have defensive issues as well. And those Syracuse people are probably going to be pretty fired up for this football game, I would think. So I went with Syracuse, a little bit of a default position. It's more a play against Virginia at this point. Text says Eagle fans should thank Kraft for Belichick for their Super Bowl victory. There's something to that. Yeah, there's something to that. All right. So I went Syracuse. You went Syracuse. Everybody went Syracuse except Brad, who went Virginia.
Okay, the next one is Wisconsin at Ohio State. Iowa State is a 13-point favorite.
Well, this just proves there are no dumb people in the contest because everyone picked Ohio State. And since the actual line is 19, I'm not sure how we got 13 in this deal. If people ask me that on air, I don't know. Maybe it was – I have a hard time believing this opened at 13 unless that's an off-season open. Maybe that was the confusion here. Maybe that was an off-season open because I don't see how that number was 13 because the real number is 19. Ohio State's a 19-point favorite. So just based on that, you had to take Ohio State here. And quite honestly, if it was 19, I would have taken them too. In fact, still may. Wisconsin's good defensively. They just can't score right now. So I don't know how they're going to keep up with Ohio State. I think Ohio State will beat them like 45-6, 10. Ohio State, and I don't know what Smith and Jigba's status is. He played some last week. Hopefully he's a full go. That'll help. But you get the feeling Ohio State's starting to crank that offense up. This game will be close for a little bit, like into the second quarter. You know, it'll probably be 10-3 or something into the second quarter. And then Ohio State, as the game goes on, will just blow them out because they just don't have enough. They don't have enough athletes. They don't have enough offense. I mean, you know, Mertz is hideous. Allen is getting no help whatsoever. Ohio State's creating a lot of tackles for loss under Knowles. I just can't see. I can't see this going any other way. I think Ohio State kills them.
Okay, the next one is Florida and Tennessee's 10.5-point favorite.
Okay, this is interesting because this is a break of 6-6. Six took Tennessee.
Ah, really? I'm not the only one that took Florida.
No. Good. No. In fact, I took Florida.
Oh, you did?
Originally.
Okay. Oh, you changed it?
I told you I changed one pick. This is the one I changed.
Okay.
And let me tell you what I was thinking.
With the body farm.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what I was thinking to start with. I was thinking that Florida wins this game every year. Last year, they murdered Tennessee again. I mean, what was the score? 35-7, something like that, whatever it was. Florida just kills Tennessee every single year. It's like a part of the rule book that they kill Tennessee every single year. Last year, Emory Jones ran all over Tennessee, and that's my concern, and that's initially why I had it Florida. I thought, you know, I watched Anthony Richardson run all over a better defense in game one against Utah, but then they sort of stopped running the quarterback. They put more of the onus on their passing game. Richardson does not look comfortable throwing the ball. His receivers on the outside are not good. They're not special. That's part of the problem. There's no separation there. Does that sound familiar? There's no separation there, and he's really struggled. If Napier and company come into this with a game plan of just running Richardson, I think they have a good shot here. But they haven't done that the last couple of weeks. Their offense looks to be floundering, and I know Tennessee's without their best receiver in Tillman. I still think Tennessee has real offense, and I just don't think Florida does. And I think this is a chance for Tennessee to pay back the Gators for all of these previous beatdowns that they've suffered. I think Tennessee plays their best game of the year and whacks Florida. But this is the first game we have different, Rono, because I know you're going Gators. And again, as I said, my first thought was Gators. So if I wind up losing this, you can smack me in the head and remind me to always go with my first thought, because I actually had to write Amy back on Wednesday, I think, because I was in early.
Oh, you changed it after you turned it in.
Yeah.
And changed it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
changed
a big deal.
Yeah. I changed
that's
it after I turned it in.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, like I said, Wednesday.
It
was way before the deadline, but it's the first time I've ever done that. We'll see how that works out. All right. And you took the Gators and.
Yes.
Orange Bill says, when does Little Etienne have a breakout game for the Gators? You know, I thought he was good in game one. He can play. Trevor Etienne can play. So there's no question about that. And I think he'll become a bigger and bigger part of that offense. But he's not the featured back right now. All right, Ramona, what's next on the agenda?
The next one is Arkansas at Texas A&M.
I'm sort of shocked. I mean, except that everybody here seems to hate A&M, me included. There were 11 Arkansas picks. I don't think there's going to be much change in the standings this week. There are 11 Arkansas picks and one Texas A&M pick, and that was Faxon. You know, this game is normally close. It's normally physical. Arkansas's pass defense is terrible. Max Johnson will have a chance to do some damage against that Arkansas secondary. I think my concern from an A&M standpoint is we watched App State go to Kyle Field and control the ball for the entire game. Even though Texas A&M won the game against Miami, they got killed in the statistical battle. Miami had like 400 yards and A&M had like 250. There was no on paper reason for A&M to have won that game. And so I think maybe too much is being made of the fact that they beat Miami because they really lost the game within the game. And I think they'll lose the game within the game here too. And I think this time they'll actually lose the outcome. And I think what it comes down to is in Sanderson and Jefferson, Arkansas has two really talented physical runners, and I just think they can wear A&M down. I think this is a game Arkansas wins 27-17, something like that. I'm going the Arkansas ground game over what will probably be an attempt by A&M to air it out. I'm going the Arkansas ground game. I think they're just too physical for Texas A&M, and I think this is a 6-6 A&M team, as I said before the year. So I'm sticking with that and Arkansas. But you also went Arkansas, so far we've only had one difference.
Notre Dame at North Carolina. I took North Carolina.
Yeah, apparently so did everybody else.
This is a game where
11 people pick one side. North Carolina, only Amy picked Notre Dame. Do you remember when I said to you there was another game I was thinking of writing back and changing?
Yeah.
It was this one.
I
was thinking about Notre Dame. Because I'll tell you what scares me here from a North Carolina standpoint. I went with Carolina because I just can't go with Notre Dame at this point. But I am concerned that Notre Dame could just come in and bully them. Just take over the line of scrimmage with their offensive line. Just get back to basics and just bully a North Carolina defense and just keep the ball away from North Carolina's offense and play that type of game. Arkansas was Texas A&M was -2.5, Texas 940. A&M was -2.5 in that contest. So we all went Arkansas again, except Faxon, who went Texas A&M. I think Arkansas is just the better team at this point. We'll continue this on the other side. Waltip to the Road Rage, quick break.
Friday nights, the Roar carries the Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week. They're hosted by the Upstate's voice for high school football, William Quackenbush. The Tri-County Technical College High School Game of the Week, Friday nights on the Roar.
Hi, folks. Falk here reminding you once again to join Donnell Clark and me each and every Friday night for our Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week. This week, we travel to Anderson County as the Pendleton Bulldogs host the Palmetto Mustangs. Pregame starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And don't forget that you can help us pick where we go each week by logging on to theroarfm.com or downloading the Roar mobile app, clicking on the poll tab, and casting a vote there.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800. It's bow time. A Bojangles family meal gives you more for your money. It's bow time.
Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, has expanded their store in Haywood Mall to better serve you. The same location with nearly twice the floor space as before, dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the new 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall, online at reeds.com.
Mickey here from The Roar. Support Tigers for Tatas, October the 3rd at the Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson. Buy a wristband to promote breast cancer research with Dabo's All In Team Foundation. I'll be there. Tigers for Tatas, October the 3rd at Trammell & Mills. Football season is upon us, and there's nothing better than watching your favorite team with company in a clean home. With over 3,000 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating, Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning is the most highly reviewed cleaning company in the upstate. Their patented no residue system gets your carpets, rugs, and upholstery insanely clean. Take advantage of their fall sale going on now. Get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $129 when you mention me, Mickey, or WCCP. Easily schedule this online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's golf cart superstore. If you're looking to upgrade your existing cart or purchase a new one, let the amazing staff at Elite Custom Golf Carts guide you in the process. With the largest variety of low-speed vehicles, golf carts, and electric bicycles, along with the largest selection of parts and accessories, they can help you find exactly what you're looking for. Visit them online at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information.
With locations in Clemson and Williamston, the award-winning Purple Haze can help you outfit your apartment or dorm with cool items like black lights, tapestries, smoke buddies, and oil burners. Selected as the best place for piercing in the upstate, Purple Haze features body jewelry, sage, and crystals to bring your living space into harmony. Featuring the largest selection of glassware, Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamston has what you want. Whatever it is, that place will put a spell on you. Purple Haze, Clemson and Williamston.
For over 30 years, Tigertown Graphics has been Clemson's source for one-of-a-kind t-shirts, fleece shirts, ponchos, and everything else that's authentically Clemson. And when we say authentic, we really mean authentic. Who knows fans better than fans themselves? Made in Clemson by Tiger fans for Tiger fans. With tons of new designs each year, Tigertown Graphics is your go-to for everything Clemson. There's something for everyone. Visit Tigertown Graphics in downtown Clemson.
It's the end of the 22 model year for Mazda, and the guys at Bradshaw Mazda want to help you get the Mazda that's right for you right now. Hi, this is Heidi Aiken. The Mazda lineup goes from basic to luxurious, and the guys at Bradshaw Mazda will guide you to the one that fits you perfectly. With low lease specials, low APRs, and never any market adjustments, their cars are just easy to buy at Bradshaw Mazda. The final 22s are arriving daily, so hurry in now or see their inventory online at BradshawMazda.com.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com. Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
Every shot, every block, every game. We're your home for Clemson basketball. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar. where every day is game day.
To the Red Range, we are back. Let's get right back to the you pick 'em contest, Ramona, because we have miles to go on this deal. All right, what game do we do last?
The North Carolina game.
Okay. All right. Let's. The next game then is what?
Boston College at FSU.
Uh-huh. And the line. Give the line.
FSU is a 16.5-point favorite.
And this little deal has 5 BC plays and 7 Florida State plays. So basically divided. Most of these games have been completely one-sided. But sort of divided on this one. You know, I get this because from a Florida State perspective, I don't know about their injuries. I think Rodemaker is going to quarterback them. That's the feel I'm getting. I don't think it's going to be Jordan Travis. You know, people tell me that they have only allowed upper body photographs of Travis trying to keep the focus off his leg. You know, let's remember, he was in a boot when he left the field. It's almost hard to imagine, particularly given his skill set, that he would be ready to play this weekend. I think that you're more than likely going to get Rodemaker. I don't know that, though. But even if you get Travis, how healthy will Travis be? Oh, Keith has his pick in the contest, in the Survivor contest. Right, let me get Keith in here. We don't want to keep these winners waiting. Keith.
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Keith. Now, you went with Buffalo last week. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So you've spent your Buffalo Bills play, and you hit another one. So congratulations, Keith. That's great work so far. And you only won by like 40 points.
Maybe my luck's going to change. I don't know if you remember, I texted you and told you that last year I bought a Ridley jersey and a Freddie Freeman jersey.
Yes. I do remember that text. Yeah, I got to admit, we laughed at your pain, Keith. That's just plain bad luck. You bought a Ridley jersey and a Freddie Freeman jersey, and then they both left town.
Yep. So maybe this will change where I'm like, I'm going to the Falcons game in Tampa this year.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and wear the jersey, but I'm going to put some duct tape over the name, and I'm just going to write parlay in there.
I like it, Keith. All right, so you're on a roll here in our little contest, and what are you going with this week?
I'm going to go the Vikings over the Lions.
Do you know? And you're locked in now, right? We can't change that. So you're locked in, and it makes perfect sense. And the money right now is going on the Vikings. And you have to think the Vikings have a bounce back performance playing at home. But do you know that the Lions? Listen to this. The Lions are averaging 7.2 yards per rush. I've never heard of that in the NFL, ever. In fact, they just had a stat up on the monitor above me on the four-letter that they're averaging 4.6 yards per rush pre-contact. That's how dominant the Lions' offensive front has been. They're mauling people. That's a big, athletic offensive front, and they are mauling people at the point of attack. So we need your Vikings need to be stout playing at home, Keith.
Well, I had the Chargers in mind, but I didn't know if Herbert was going to play or not.
Yeah.
So I scratched it.
Yeah. Well, look, that makes sense. And again, the Vikings are home, and if the Vikings are the team that I thought they were, and everyone else seems to, or many people this year with Jefferson and Cook and all those guys, this is a game that they have to win. So I think you're all right.
Okay. We'll see. And Lloyd, who'd Lloyd pick?
Lloyd went. Who did Lloyd go with?
The Chiefs.
Oh yeah, the Chiefs. That's right. Chiefs on the road at Indy.
Okay. I was going to see if he wanted a challenge. He could take the Lions and I'll take the Vikings and we'll just get this over with.
Hey, by the way, both your teams, interestingly enough, are exactly 6-point favorites right now, according to BetUS.
Yep. Yep.
So, seems like you both made a good play.
I'm going to put my money there.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job, Keith. Excellent work. All right, Ramona, let's get back to the contest.
Okay, so are you done talking about FSU and Boston College?
There we go. Yeah, I'm just starting to talk about that.
Okay.
I think Florida State is really injured. And if you're taking BC, I think that's your reason why. I don't think Verse is playing. I don't know about Jordan Travis. There are other guys that may be out as well. Key players, Lovett, I think might be out. These are big component parts for Florida State. And honestly, if I knew Travis was playing or Verse was playing, this would be a no-brainer because I don't know that either one of those guys is playing. This becomes more in doubt with that point spread, and I would imagine that's why a number of people picked BC. Mickey, John, Brad, Faxon, and Morgan Thomas, the black sheep of the afternoon crew. but the reason I went Florida State here is because Boston College is a friggin' train wreck. I mean, they weren't even great against Maine. New Mexico beat Maine 41-0. Boston College beat Maine like 34-15 or something. They were not even great against Maine. Djokovic finally put up some numbers, but that offensive line is horrific. Absolutely horrific. You know, we've had all these terrible Florida State offensive lines in recent years, Ramona. This BC offensive line is just as bad as the worst of those lines. This line is terrible. They lost their best offensive lineman to injury before the year began. They lost their starting right tackle last week. And oh, by the way, he sucks. No offense. He's really, at this point anyway, in his progress, I mean, he's a turnstile. He's a human turnstile at right tackle. And they lost him. And he was starting. So, in other words, the guy behind him, in their view, was worse than him. Right? That's a major concern. That's a major concern. If Verse
was not good at all.
I'll tell you right now, if Verse was playing, Verse the Albany transfer that everybody in the country wanted and Florida State landed. Yeah, one of the best edge guys in the nation was playing for Albany, the Great Danes. If Verse was playing in this game, he'd have 10 sacks this weekend. I swear to God, BC has nobody who could stay in front of him. Nobody. If Verse was playing, he'd have 10 sacks this weekend. His sack total would jump from whatever it is to instant double figures. And Djokovic would probably quit by the second quarter. As is, there are enough questions to make you wonder. I mean, look, the Rodemaker thing worked well only because, or at least in major a major part of the reason why was because Louisville treated him like you treat the kid who can't hit in softball. Louisville crept into 10 feet from home plate, and that's how they played him. Louisville basically flooded the box, said, okay, you're not going to throw it. You can't throw it to beat us. It gave them some one-on-one opportunities on the outside, mostly with Johnny Wilson, which they finally took. And and Rodemaker delivered the mail. The thing is, BC's not going to play him that way. They're not going to flood the box with guys. They're going to play more honestly. That might reduce what Rodemaker can do in terms of his confidence level. We'll see. The bottom line in this, though, is that these are fundamentally right now two programs who are passing in the night going opposite ways. Florida State has mojo, momentum, and what they've done on the road. We've seen a lot of teams early this year that played home games that looked good, then went on the road and they sucked because, as I say all the time, every team has a home identity and a road identity, and they're two completely different things. Well, in this case, Florida State has played the road games already. I mean, that's the thing. They've played the hard games. They've gone out on the road in two difficult environments and won. So now they're actually going to get to come home and play Boston College in front of a packed house for the first time in like 6 years. I just can't see it. And I remember that game a few years ago where Florida State's O-line sucked and they were just dreadful. And they went up to Boston College and BC beat them like 30-3. This feels like that to me. This feels like way too much Knowles, way too little BC. Hey, let me tell you about what you can never get enough of, and that's Twin Peaks. Beautiful women, scenic views. It just doesn't get better. And then it does, because then you get the 28-degree draft beer in the giant man-sized mugs. You get the insane selection of mixed drinks that Twin Peaks has. There's nothing like it. You don't want to miss Monday night football at Twin Peaks. You don't want to miss the weekend football. You don't want to miss the stretch run of the pennant race in between the Braves and the Mets and the Braves. You know, you don't want to miss any of that. You don't want to miss Aaron Judge's next homer. You don't want to miss Albert Pujols' next homer. The place to see all that is at Twin Peaks, where there are 80 high-definition monitors, and no matter where you sit, there are four or five monitors above you, so you will not miss any of the action. Trust me, get to Twin Peaks, and you will find that the biggest surprise of all is the food. The food is insanely good. It just doesn't get better than Twin Peaks. If you're a sports fan, go try some. Whatever you choose is a winner from a food standpoint. It's the greatest place on earth for a sports fan. Get there. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Sitting again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, Walt, I know Gary cannot discuss 2023 Medicare plans before October 1st, but can he go ahead and make appointments for October?
Walt, this listener is a man after my own heart. Not only can I set those appointments for October, I encourage listeners to jump all over this. I will always meet with everyone who sets an appointment, but sometimes I have to ask folks to meet me at terrible times, midnight, 2 a.m., etc. The sooner you set the appointment, the better time slot you will receive. Just call 864-307-8484 today. And please remember that our services come free to you since the insurance companies pay for us, not you.
There you go, listener. You're all over this. Give Gary a call at 864-307-8484 today to enhance your chance of a better time slot. You will thank me later.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Tapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Breezesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hi, folks. Falk here, reminding you once again to join Donnell Clark and me each and every Friday night for our Tri-County Tech High School football game of the week. This week, we travel to Anderson County as the Pendleton Bulldogs host the Palmetto Mustangs. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar.
And don't forget that you can help us pick where we go each week by logging on to theroarfm.com or downloading the Roar mobile app, clicking on the poll tab, and casting a vote there.
Bow Country Male is a concierge medical practice that treats testosterone replacement, weight loss, and sexual health. Our process is simple. Full blood work followed by a consultation with our physician. We review the objective and subjective results to come up with a tailor-made plan just for you. Pricing is simple and straightforward, starting at $220 a month for testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, and labs. We also offer growth hormone, Wegovy, ED treatments, and much more. Make man men again. Book today. LowCountryMail.com.
AgPro is your home team when it comes to the hard yardage of a John Deere compact tractor is unbeatable, just like the Tigers. With dozens of attachments, you can outfit your team player exactly how you want. We carry additional product lines coupled with knowledgeable and friendly parts, service, and sales staff. Visit your home team John Deere dealer at one of our four South Carolina locations or visit us at agproco.com.
Pinnacle Veterinary Group, the first and only practice achieving AAHA accreditation in Pickens County, takes a proactive and progressive approach to medicine for keeping your pet healthier longer. Being a family-oriented private practice, they treat their staff, clients, and patients as they want to be treated. Their facility is equipped to care for sick, injured, and healthy pets with in-house diagnostic, lab testing, radiology, surgery, and digital ultrasound. They take pride in caring for your family. Call 624-8824 or go online to pinnacleveterinarygroup.com.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand, and we pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us in the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere. We'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville, or shop online at ATVOutfitters.net.
The CDC reports that over one quarter of all Americans have experienced back pain in the past 3 months. I'm Dr. David Maruz, serving South Carolina for over four decades and a proud Clemson dad. Get the advantage that all 32 NFL teams, D1 football teams, and PGA golfers rely upon. Many patients get relief the very same day. Learn how our team can help you with your back pain today. Feel better faster. Call us at 292-6777 or find out more at chiropractorgreenville.com.
You may have heard about rising interest rates everywhere else, but at Diamonds Direct, we're helping you start your forever with zero interest rates. Get the unbeatable price Diamonds Direct is known for and enjoy zero interest financing for 5 years on any purchase. At Diamonds Direct, we believe now more than ever you need to make your money go farther, and we're making it happen with this extraordinary limited time offer. Get that $8,000 designer ring for just over $133 a month. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Details and more now at DiamondsDirect.com. Approved credit.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our three children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing